Okay, and I thought I'd start by having you just get quiet, okay, and answer that question, all right? And I'm going to call in the light of the Most High, because that's what I work with, and I'm going to ask you that question, okay? So, Lord God, send us your light, and we put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay, now ask yourself that question, or ask God that question. Oh God, why am I in such pain? And whatever comes, comes. Okay, and bring your consciousness back here. Okay, and why don't we go around, and anyone is free to share here what the response was to that question. Does anyone like to go? Or okay, so when we go that lady over here, I'll try to not mention names, because respect your privacy, and then we'll go to this, the giant lady here, and anyone else? Okay, Don, Andrew, and Ed. Okay, go ahead.
The first answer that came to me was that I had too many attachments to my emotions.
Okay. Too many attachments to your emotions. Okay. Good. Okay.
The first thing that came to me was because I didn't have faith.
Because you didn't have faith.
Well, I didn't step into faith around my fears.
Okay. All right.
I heard some sarcasm. You tell me because you placed yourself here.
Ah, okay. You tell me because you placed yourself here, meaning in pain or here on the planet?
I'm not sure.
Ah, okay. And maybe it wasn't sarcasm. Ah, okay.
Creating expectations that aren't real.
Okay. Creating expectations that aren't real. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Can you...
I may not have worded it correctly. I know what I'm trying to say. I just don't know if that was the way it was supposed to come
out.
That's
okay. Just say, give it a shot.
Outside expectations.
Okay, you mean in terms of wanting people to live up to certain expectations that you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You're such a gentleman. Of course, he's trying to get out of it and the appearance of being a gentleman, but up to his old tricks.
At first, you know, I didn't think I was in a whole lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, actually, I'm not in a whole lot of pain, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then as I elaborated on the question some more, I guess it would boil down to expectations.
Okay, expectations. Okay. All right, good. Okay. Anyone else here? Okay, lady there. And
what came up to me is that I just don't get it.
I just don't get it.
Yes.
Get it? What does that mean? Because I don't want to think I'm understanding it. And when I'm not.
Well, so that's what came up for me when I went inside. That's the only thing.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't get it.
Okay. Okay.
Trying to make things happen.
Okay. Trying to make things happen. All right. Okay. And anyone in phone land, please unmute and share whatever came. Go ahead.
Is it me or?
Go ahead.
What came up was my will. I created this pain, meaning the small I.
Okay.
Not surrender.
Okay, by not surrendering. Okay, good. Okay, who else would like to share? By willfulness. All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So depressing the light that you are. All right. Who else would like to share?
Yeah, Mr. Ted, I'd like to share a little bit. What came to me was fear of releasing this thing that I feel, that the negative attachment that I... Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Ed, we're just listening. Go ahead. Okay. All right. Thank you. Who else would like to share?
I'll share, Dr. Lamb.
Go ahead.
What came up for me was separation.
Uh-huh.
And as I've been sitting here, it's come up sort of three different ways. One just being the false separation between God and myself. The physical separation of being away from the center, and then the separation of the two parts of my life that are really just one thing, but the separation between my spiritual life and my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can appreciate that. Okay. Anyone else like to share?
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Could you repeat what you're saying?
Sure. I did not have words come out, but I just had the experience of thinking, or
okay.
That I was just dropping.
Okay, of thinking. Okay. All right. Anyone else out in phone land?
I was.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, the gentleman in a foreign country.
To add, so that I can choose away from it.
You have pain, so you can choose away from it. Okay.
Well, yeah, so that I can change my focus.
Okay.
Away from.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I was perfectly happy. I thought I was very happy. And then this little voice from nowhere said, "You think you're a failure." I was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even relate to it. I don't know how to relate to it, but it came out so clear.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. But it surprised me.
Okay. I can understand that. Not really, but I can understand it. I mean, I can understand it, but I'm not surprised by it. I'm not really. It's not a thought.
A little surprised.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I got karma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
And
mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. Okay. And anyone else? And then I'll share, okay, what the Spirit has taught me about the pain that human beings have. Okay. Well, it all comes from one thing. How's that for being bombastic, but it's true. Okay, it all comes from one thing, and that is forgetting the purpose of human life. Okay? What is the purpose of human life? Okay, and when we started the satsang, the spiritual instruction, we were under the instruction to chant Yu, H-U. Okay, that's an ancient name, a Sanskrit name for the Lord God. And Yu is the first manifestation of God, of that frequency. Okay, so that tells us what we are. We're humans, okay? We're manifestations of God, okay? And we've forgotten this, okay? And the purpose of human life is to have us remember this, okay? To know this, to know ourselves as soul, as spirit. Okay? And it's real simple. That's the purpose of human life. All right, so when we forget that or ignore that or choose away from it, okay, that's where we have pain. Okay? And if we're having, we're here to have, and if you're walking this path that I bring forth, you're going to get your, well, what you call karma presented to you so you can get free of it. Okay, of course, it's only your fake karma. Okay, the karma assigned to you this lifetime. You're going to get it presented to you so you can move beyond it and get free, because the karma that you created is what separates you from the spirit you are. And the purpose of human life is to have you know yourself as spirit, as soul. Okay, so let's say you have all these experiences, or you're having experiences, and they hurt, and they're painful. Okay, what most of us do is we walk around pretty pissed, thinking we shouldn't have to have these experiences, or I'm not supposed to handle this, or this is too much for me to handle, or my plate is more than full, I'm not supposed to, I can't handle this, okay? But the spiritual truth is that you're only given what you can handle, and also, you agreed to this before you took on your body. This was, your progression was shown to you. You agreed to it. You agreed to have the experiences you're to have. Okay, so you could get free, okay? So the judgment on yourself, I shouldn't be having these experiences, I shouldn't be going through these experiences, is forgetting that you're here to know yourself as spirit and to reclaim your freedom. Okay, because you placed yourself in bondage. And the bondage to the negative power, bondage to reincarnational patterns. You know? I mean, if celebrating Passover could do it, could get you free, I would tell everyone in creation, regardless of the religion that the body adheres to, go celebrate Passover. Okay? But we're not talking symbolically, okay? Or if Easter could do it, okay? I would tell people, go celebrate Easter. Okay? There was a demonstration of the resurrection. Celebrate that day, you know, and that'll do the trick, okay? But it doesn't do the trick, okay? And we have to put our bodies on the line, as it were. In other words, take on a body, come into human life to go through that. And what are we going through? Well, we're here in bondage to the Pharaoh. Okay, we're here in the negative worlds, enslaved. We've enslaved ourselves to our karma. Okay? And we get an opportunity to go through the desert. Okay? this thing called human life in order to receive the word or the sound current. And that's how we get free. Okay? It's through the initiatory process into the sound current. Okay? And we start to reclaim our freedom. And we start to let go of what a lot of you have mentioned, our attachments. Okay? See, if you have an expectation, you have an appointment. And if you have an appointment, you're setting yourself up for a disappointment. Okay? Now, I could have a preference. Okay? For example, I would love to come home. Okay? And on a really hot day, have an ice cream sundae. Okay? Now, that could be my expectation. I come home and lo and behold, there's no ice cream sundae. Well, I'm disappointed and I have an attachment and I can start to get really angry. Okay? Or I could have it as a preference. It'd be really nice to have it. I'm okay with it. I'm okay without it, but that's my preference. Okay? So I don't have to create the attachment. Okay? Attachments have a life or death quality to them. I must have this. I must be in this relationship with this person in order to survive. I have to have this amount of money. This is what it is to be successful. And we have all that stuff running. Can he read the sign? And we have all that stuff running. And that's really, really a creation of our own self. And it causes, excuse me, it causes pain. Okay? Pain is a privilege, as it were. And we know that, you know, if you can seek medical treatment and they're trying to do away with the pain, you may want to watch that, because you're not signaling to yourself that there's trouble going on. Okay, you want to pay attention to what's the pain and what's it saying, okay? Now, one of the responses was, I'm in such pain so that I can choose a way. Yeah, okay? And then you get to a point where, guess what? You're going to be smart enough as a soul, as spirit, where you don't need that. Where you just choose into God or choose into spirit. Okay? You don't have to have the reminder of pain, okay? To do that. You just choose into that because that's your nature, okay? But we're here lifting and growing. We're here to remember ourselves and to take back, as it were, the divine spark. When we take initiation, the soul is sparked awake. Okay? And then you get to see that it's in you. Okay? It's in you. Okay? Now, I love Kabbalistic thought, but it's got it wrong. It's located in the wrong place. It's not located out there in a bunch of knowledge so that you can have a jumping off point to God. It's within you, totally and completely within you, so that you can experience. Okay? All right. And faith isn't going to do you much good. Initially, you take things on faith. Yeah, I'm taking things on faith because my teacher said it, okay? But if you're anything like me, God used to tell me a whole bunch of stuff. And I used to go, oh yeah, prove it, okay? And maybe sometimes I was a little smart-assy to God, you know? But most of the time, I meant it like a scientist. Okay, prove it to me, okay? I'm willing to buy it. I'm willing to know that. But I have to know it as reality if you prove it to me. Okay? And so faith has to move into direct experience, okay? And then I was given the experiences that proved that, in fact, it was so and is so. Okay? And when I look back at my life, I could really do a lot of, well, why did this have to happen to me? Well, why did that have to happen to me? Well, why did this have to happen to me? Kind of a thing. Okay? The answer is real simple. Okay? It was all part of God's grace moving through so that I could vibrate properly, know myself properly, and be with spirit while I'm in the body. Okay? And that's very different from having a life where you resent it. Okay? See, in this world too, we all know the bright lights, the power of money and status and fame that we all go towards. Okay? And a great part of the spiritual civil war within us has to do with the battle. Okay? Like, I'm lifting and I'm growing and I'm becoming a lover of God. And then there's a part of us that will flip into the standards of the world and we'll judge ourselves. X amount of years old, I should be at this place in my life, have X, Y, and Z, have done this and all that kind of stuff. Okay? And we run into problems. Okay? And also what I see with people, to use the cliche, getting on in years, you know, as they start maybe hitting their 60s and et cetera, is they really get caught up in the body. And they start evaluating their life in terms of the their own demise, you know? And that's a total and complete misidentification. And there's so much pain with that misidentification, you know? I'm X amount of years old. This is where you're supposed to be at this amount of years, you know? And I'm only here. Okay? But you see, if you could really see where you were spiritually, you wouldn't lay that trip on yourself, you see? And then if you kick into, well, wait a second, yeah, that's my physical body, okay? But my spiritual body, that's not going to die. That's eternal. The spirit that I am, the soul, is eternal. And what goes with me is the light that I vibrate on while I'm in the body that I take with me. And I take my progression and I take my growth and I take my love of God, which is really that's what I am anyway. So we're here to do our progression, our spiritual progression, okay? The form it takes for people, how it looks, okay, is not at all anything to be evaluated. Okay? What is evaluated is, what'd you gain through that? How'd you lift? How'd you grow? How did you up-vibrate? That's what's really evaluated. And it's evaluated when you leave the body, because you're going to go to the same place when you leave the body that you vibrated on when you were in the body. Okay? So you're not going anywhere that you haven't been while you were in the body, with extremely rare exceptions, so much so that we could basically discard them. You're not going anywhere. Okay, so knowing that, what are you trying to get out of? What's too much for you? See? Now, a lot of you go to work or do all sorts of things to get money, to pay the rent, to buy the clothes, etc., etc. You'll do all that stuff, okay? But how many of you actively sit inside yourself and go, oh, all right, I'm going through this and I'm going through that and I'm going through this for the great gift of freedom? Or how many of you go, wait a second, this is all about completing my karmic journeys here and I'm going through all this stuff? Well, God, no matter what I go through, isn't it worth it? Plus, I have all these tools. Plus, I'm practicing giraffe consciousness, which has to do with keeping that focus while you just go through things, not identifying with what you go through. You're not the situation. You're not your situation. And God's in that situation. There's a reason why that situation is going on for you. And it's a blessing. There's something in it for you. Okay? See, and from my perspective, it's all kind of funny to me because you bitch and moan about what you're going through. Okay? And that's only your fake karma. Well, what about your stored karma? That if you're an initiate of the light of the Most High, you don't go through. God in His kindness and His mercy, it's handled. Teacher handles it as the teacher handles it, in whatever way it's handled. You're not even aware of it. You don't even know what's going on. It's stored karma. It's not for you to know because it has to do with stored for future embodiments. Okay, but if you're completing your karmic journeys, there ain't any. Okay, so there you are under this grace and you forget. Or people who do service, you bitch and moan about the service you do. Which is really, to me, pretty funny. Okay, because all the blessings that come with that you want. And all the light units that come with that you want. Okay? And you forget that doing service is a gift that the teacher gives you to help you get free and be free. And that it's a sacred blessing, really, to be involved with that. But we tend to forget, and we see it as something somehow against us or something we have to do, or some, we treat it like some drudgery instead of a blessed opportunity to be inside ourselves with spirit. You know? And there's a story told about an initiate who went to see his teacher. And he said, oh, I want to be of service. I really want to be of service. Teacher looked at him and said, do you really? And the initiate said, well, gosh, I wouldn't lie to my teacher. Teacher looked at him and said, okay, then I'll believe you. And handed him a toothbrush and told him to go clean the toilets. He wouldn't do it. So the teacher said, well, that's all the service I have available. Come back and see me next year about doing service. And she waited a year, came back. They're the same dialogue. You sure you want to be of service? Yes, I'm sure. I'm positive, blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's the toothbrush. Nope. This went on for 10 years, okay? Finally, the initiate took the toothbrush and cleaned the toilets. Okay? And the initiate realized it wasn't about cleaning the toilets with a toothbrush. It was about the opportunity to let go of so much. And he went to his teacher and he apologized. And he said, I'm sorry it took me 10 years to surrender and to come into love. Teacher looked at him and said, thank you for only taking 10 years. Okay, and this is so much of what we do. We walk around with how it should be, what we really are prepared to do, instead of being there and being present and being available to spirit, however way that is to be. And that's for our growth and our benefit. Okay? With somebody in a situation of where a relative was passing, and the person said to me, I don't really know what to do. What should I do? And I said, nothing. Do nothing. Just be there for that person. That's all you need. Okay? If the person needs you to put an ice cube in her mouth, put an ice cube in her mouth. Okay? If the person needs you to run an errand, run an errand. If a person needs you to just sit with her, even though she sleeps most of the time, sit with her. Okay? Just be present, okay? But we condition an awful lot. You know? Only if this, only if that, only if this, only if that. Okay? And then we think we've made all these mistakes in life. You know? And the Spirit has taught me that the only mistakes we make are when we don't learn from them. Yeah, but how come my marriage didn't work out? How come I was involved with this? How come I was involved with that? How come I flunked out of school? How come I did drugs? How come I did all this kind of stuff? How come I can't pay my rent? Da, 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 da. And blah, 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 blah. It's for your learning. It's for your lifting. It's for your growing. Yeah, but gosh, and then this happened to that person. That shouldn't have happened. And then did you know that, my gosh, my uncle died? And he was so young? It's not supposed to happen that way. You know? This person got hit by a car. It's all wrong. That doesn't happen. And you walk around furious. You know? You walk around totally furious. One person even told me, you know, I'm going to ask you for initiation when I can forgive God for having my nephew killed. Well, good luck with that one. You know, my point of view is take all the time you need. If you need to be angry at God, be angry at God. Okay? If you want to have an attachment. Okay? If you want to be in ignorance, be in ignorance. If you don't want to know that your nephew's progression was being worked out that way, you can play dumb and you can be angry. And you can sit in judgment, and guess who's losing out? You are. See? Because the interesting thing is that your nephew got killed only once. See, he was kidnapped and killed only once. But you're going to keep doing it to yourself in as many embodiments as you need. And you'll kidnap yourself and you'll kill yourself time and time and time again until you move into forgiveness. You know? Letting go of the judgment. Okay? But what you're saying is, I know better than God. I know the way things should have been. Okay? And I know that this should not have happened. Yeah. Your nephew is completely famous in spirit because your nephew was God's first mistake. Now, aren't you special? Okay? And we really run this stuff. And we really believe this stuff. Okay? But what this person was doing was forgetting the purpose of human life. There was a balancing going on. She may not have liked the form of it, etc., etc. But there was a balancing going on. How come her nephew was killed and not the person next to him or somebody else in this action? How come it was her nephew? Random, blind chance? Well, nothing happens unless it's karmically correct. Okay? So that's another thing we need to know. Things only happen that are karmically correct, and obviously with the soul's approval. Because somewhere the soul knows it's for its learning and it's going to completion. It's at least balancing something. Okay? Now, one of the beauties of walking this path is that you can have karma cleared without its having to be cleared physically. Okay? Through grace. There are many ways that spirit clears the karma. And the karma is usually mitigated through God's grace, through His love and compassion. Okay? But even then, so many of us sit in judgment. It shouldn't have been this way, etc. Or we expect others to act a certain way and insist that they do. And we get stuck on their insistence. You know, like I say to people many times, is this person acting any differently from how he or she has acted before? And they'll always say, oh no, it's just the same old story. Well, yeah, then why do you sit there and insist that they're suddenly going to act differently? Okay? Craziness is expecting the same thing to have a very different result. That's crazy. Okay? And we can use everything for our advantage. See, that's the nice thing. If we are disappointed in people, or in a person, or in a situation, or in an event, then we had an appointment, we had an expectation. Okay, then let me learn to be neutral. Let me see also that the soul present with that person is going through its learning and its progression. And if I were a betting person, I would bet that unless that soul is walking a sound current path, it's under the lords of karma. And so it's deaf, dumb, and blind. And just because it's walking around, don't let me be so silly as to think that that being is alive. Being isn't alive because it's breathing and walking around. It's dead to itself and dead to the spirit. Okay? So let them be. Let them be. You come from the light within. Show them just by the example of your life. And if they want instruction, fine. Otherwise, leave them alone. Trust the process. Trust that every soul has to walk this path to go home to God. Sooner or later, that soul will be awakened. God's patient. That's patience is called reincarnation. You be patient, okay? And you have to love people enough to let them go. Most people in my life, I'll be honest with you, I wish they had acted differently. It would have been really nice. And in some cases, I wish they would now act differently. But they don't, and they're incapable of it. But I trust the system. See, I have a knowing about the system that they come into their knowing, they come into the spirit they are in God's perfect time. Okay? And I know rubbing up against me ain't easy because on some level they may be deaf, dumb, and blind, but they're not stupid somewhere. They're under karma, and karma is spelled S-T-U-P-I-D, but some small little place in them recognizes God, recognizes spirit, and so they're in fear. And they're in tremendous fear. And people who are fearful do funny things. Okay, and I know a lot comes from that. Okay, and so there's compassion, okay? And there's caring, okay? And the best remedy is education. Okay, to educate those who want to hear, to educate by how you live your life and by leading them to what will help lift them, and then let them be. Okay, we had someone come in for initiation without exaggeration, stayed in the hotel across the street. Literally across the street, right? And I guess the day of initiation was so foggy that this person could not find the building across the street to come for initiation. Well, she swore it was fog. I know it was fear. Okay? And that's just how fear works, okay? And do we stand on the street corner waiting to have no fear before we cross the street? No, we still go about our lives so we can have all these things. Okay, we don't have to wait to be clear. We don't have to wait to be perfect to start crossing the street, okay? And spiritually, start where you're at. Love yourself, but keep in mind the most important thing, okay? And that is the purpose of human life. Make sure you're fulfilling it, okay? Make sure it's the framework for how you see your experiences and other people here on the planet. And then being gratitude that you were given the gift of fulfilling this purpose. And how do you express gratitude? You simply live it. You love God. And people ask me all this, I'll say, oh, thank you, Dr. Lane, thank you, Dr. Lane. And I'll say, if you really want to thank me, just love God. That's all I ask. And that's who you are. In essence, we're lovers of God. And the purpose of human life is for us to rediscover that. You know? And if you take a look at the liturgy of the different religions, okay, whether they say, I'll be sitting on the right hand of the Father. Those theistic religions, anyway, those that have God, I'll be sitting on the right hand of God, or I'll be on his throne, okay, or I'll be with him. That's really what they're alluding to, okay? But it doesn't happen because the body dies. Okay? It happens only because the soul, when it was in the body, took initiation, okay? But in the liturgy, you see the recognition of the purpose of human life. It's for that very purpose, okay? So that we could be with God, remember ourselves, be a lover of God, see? And to me, one of the saddest things on this planet is to see how people settle for so much less. And so many of us walk around wanting to be loved when we're not accepting the love that we are, the love that's present for us. And coming into that is the fulfillment of human life. And you've all been given that gift, that opportunity. Okay, some of you have taken the gift, some haven't. Okay, and that's fine. Okay, but at least use it as a framework for your life. That the purpose of human life is to love God and go to completion here, and come to know yourself as spirit. And all the experiences that you have, okay, they're all geared towards that, okay? As an initiate, you have the opportunity to finish up, okay? If you're not an initiated soul, you're and things get worked out karmically, okay? And eventually, you have to walk this path of the sound current, okay? But all souls, okay, are here for that progression. Those under karma, there's an attempt to do a little balancing, okay? But you got to go through it in the physical. So it's a laborious, heavy process, and you can't complete all of it. And then what are you going to do about it? Stored karma. Okay? So eventually you got to come to this place of being an initiate of the light of the Most High, of the sound current, of the Holy Spirit. Okay? But every soul is fulfilling and here for that reason, whether it consciously works it or not, okay? So be kind, be generous to yourself, be generous to others, and know and keep cognizant of why you're here, okay? And take advantage of this great opportunity called human life. We'll stop with that. Okay, and I'll be available for a question or two or three in a few minutes.